Blog Talk Radio.
It's AB Radio, baby. You already know what it is. You know what? Next show, y'all not going to hear that shit because it's like I'm not going to start my show off with that song. I mean, I already did it. So I'll look like a straight up official lame if I did that. Anyway, welcome to another episode of AB Radio, other known as Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ holding it down. This is Angry Bastard Radio for those of you who don't know. This is the station that lets you speak your mind. You know, listen to four of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air someone out or put them on blast on our very own famous roast. If you like Storm Buckwild Show, Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one, True Story. It's not a game. Hit us up at the call lines, 914-338-1782. The chat room will be popping off in the next minute. We're here live tonight from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Once again, you already know what the deal is. If I'm starting the show late, it's because my other job got me doing some bullshit. But I'm here now, you know? So that's all that matters. So how's everybody doing? Yeah, GQ's holding it down. I'm probably going to be holding it down probably by myself for tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, definitely call up. Show your love. Show your support. Hit us up on our MySpace page, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We don't really have that many friends on MySpace because I ain't promoting like that. You know what I mean, I'd rather just do the word-to-mouth type thing, you know, for word-to-air, air-to-word, or word-to-mouth. I don't fucking know. All I know is that, you know, I'd rather people listen and then add us, you know, because if I get people to, I've done it before, I had people, I added people, they didn't even fucking listen. So I'd rather the people that add us are ones that are listeners, you feel me? Anyway, I was put onto this track yesterday, and the one that, he actually put me onto this track, and I clicked the link after the show. And the shit was tight. I wish that, you know, I would have clicked it on then so I could play it, you know, yesterday. But instead, I'm going to play it today. As far as my switchboard goes, yesterday my switchboard was acting funny. 6-4 said he called up. And while he was on hold, you know, I think that the one that was, I was actually, he was on air. So it was a miscommunication. And I think I have to personally reload the page every so often, just, you know, just in case I do have callers or whatever. I mean, it makes no sense. Blots already be fucking up. But it is what it is. I mean, it is on the internet, and the internet itself be fucking up. Anyway, I'm going to play this track right here while I go take a piss. This is Jedi Mind Tricks, Uncommon Valor, a Vietnam story. This shit is deep. Listen to this shit. Listen to everything in its entirety. I don't know who this brother is. I never heard of him before. But I tell you right now, this brother is the shit. And this shit is like old as hell. But this brother's doing his thing. It was like a year old or whatever. But listen to what this brother's saying. I mean, don't just listen to the beat. Don't just, it's some bullshit. Listen to what he's saying. These brothers are smart. I mean, it's not no 50 Cent shit rhyming about fucking clothes and, you know, having sex with all types of broads and, you know, this is some positive shit. So listen to this shit. I think this guy's a white boy. This white boy got skills. So listen to this shit. You know what I mean? Tune in. Don't hate. Let me know what you think about it. After you hear it, you know, just hit me up on the line. 914-338-1782. Got 56 minutes left. This your boy GQ. Let's start the show.
I have stood to be from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shaped the history of this nation. I have always tried to do what was best.
Justice and kindness.
I love only good.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm over here, this job is evil. They sent me here to Vietnam to kill innocent people. My mother told me, said the president, he doesn't care. He's trying to leave the footprints of America here. They say we're trying to stop Chinese expansion, but I ain't seen no Chinese since we landed. Sent my whole entire unit thinking we could win against the Viet Cong guerrillas and Jigitin. I didn't sign up to kill women or any children. For every enemy soldier, we killing 6 civilians. Yeah, and it ain't right to me. I ain't got enough of motherfucking fighting me. It frightens me. And I just wanna see my son and mom. But over here, they dropping 7 million tons of bombs. I spend my days dodging all these booby traps and mines. And at night, praying to God that I get back alive. And I'm forced to sit back and wonder why I was a part of Operation Rolling Thunder. In a foxhole with 9 months left here. Jungle like the fucking harbinger of death here.
I don't wanna be here. I'm scared. I just wanna go home. I'm ready. Call me Thorburn, John A. Staff Sergeant, Marksman, skilling, killing, illing. I'm able and willing. Kill a village elephant, raping and pillage a village. Illegitimate killers, U.S. military guerrillas. This ain't no real war. Vietnam shit, World War II, that's a war. This is just a military conflict. Soothing, drug abusing, Vietnamese women screwing, sex, gambling, and fools. And all this shit is amusing. Bitches and guns, this is every man's dream. I don't want to go home. Where I'm just an ordinary human being. Special ops, Huey Chopper, gunship, run shit. Group run when the minigun spit, won't miss, kill shit, spit 4,000 bullets a minute. Victor Charlie hit trigger, hit it, I'm in it to win it, get it. The lieutenant hit it, the villain, I've been it, a killing, I did it, crippled, did it, pictures, I painted it, vivid, livid, a wizard with weapons, a secret mission, we got the beginning. Government funded behind enemy lines, bullets is spraying, it's heating up 100 degrees, the enemies, the North Vietnamese, bitch, please, ain't no sweat, I'm totally at ease, until I see the pilot got hit, and we about to hit some trees, Taylor Road to Pro, crash land, American man, Cambodia, right in the enemy hand. Take a swig of the whiskey to calm us. Them yellow men wearing black pajamas, they wanna harm us. They all up on us, bang, bang. Bullet hit my chest, feel no pain. To my left, the captain caught a bullet right in his brain. Body parts flying, loss of limbs, explosions, bad intentions. I see my best friend's intestines, greater than one above. It's raining, I'm covered in mud. I think I'm dying, I feel dizzy, I'm losing blood. I see my childhood, I'm back in the arms of my mother. I see my whole life, I see Christ, I see bright lights, I see Israel lights. Muslims and Christians in peace, no fights. Black, white, Asians, people of all types. I must have died, then I woke up surprised I'm alive. I'm in a hospital bed, they rescued me, I survived. I escaped the war, came back, but ain't escape. Agent Orange, two of my kids born handicapped. Spastic, quadriplegia, microcephalic, cerebral palsy, cortical blindness. Name it, they had it, my son died, he ain't live. But I still try to think positive, cause in life, God take, God give.
That shit was pretty deep. I'm going to play this other track. It's called Heavy Metal Kings. It's by the same cats, Jedi Mind Tricks, but it's featuring Ill Bill. This shit is pretty deep. Like we always do, we always play hot shit, you know what I mean? It's exclusive shit. Well, I also want to take the time out to let y'all people know that we do play unsigned artists and underground. So if you have any ideas, or you have, or you rhyme yourself, I guess hit us up on our MySpace page, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Let me know how I can get the track, and I'll put it on here. Like, I mean, it's nothing. I mean, everything a little bit, every little bit counts, right? I mean, we're not, you know, worldwide known, but every little bit counts. You know what I mean? This is definitely a station that's going to, you know, is in a movement, is on a rise. But anyway, this next track is by Jedi Mind Tricks, once again, featuring Ill Bill. This is Heavy Metal Kings. After this, we're going to get into a little bit of gossip and what's going on in the fucking world. Get at me. AB.
Metal heathen, I'm sawing you in half. You a heathen that relied on the beat. I'm a demon that defying, crucifying the prey. I shine over beat, a mother beast on the mic. I'm a lion out the jungle, raw meat without life. I bleed in the fight, silly like the taste of his blood. And I'll open up your stomach like the case of a slug. I'm faithful to drugs, putting metal plates in your mug. Dump your body in the mother lake in the rug, face in the mud. Y'all create the facade that my people have exterminated faith in their God. Patience is hard, cousin, but it pays to be calm. Go to war for anybody who embraces Islam. I'm gracious and warm, ready for the place in the war. And I'm ready to smash them face in the floor.
We got the gangsta.
That's the heavy metal king, whole big. We lock it.
We got that murder.
The heavy metal king.
You talk the gangsta.
The heavy metal king, whole big.
We live that murder. The heavy metal king. Without order, nothing exists. Without chaos, nothing evolves. Now get on your knees so I can stick this in your mouth. I'm a slayer, alpha personified. Holocaust, Columbine, middle path of Israel versus Palestine. It's the cult leader, drinking Kool-Aid. Run with the doctors to produce AIDS. I open my mouth, I shoot flames. The freedom fighter that got the whole world terrified. Ill will, human manifestation of genocide. Stand amongst Mary Winning, Grammy nose, candy scissors. Black to black metal, act you like Danny Loco. It's impossible to escape my matrix of hate. I make a good girl a dumps to stay in the way. Got the razors to AKs and turn razors to grapes. Turn blood into wine with an insatiable taste. Drink from the goblet of gore, poverty pours. Start to make a moral back to Canarsie, New York.
Is this the bringing of the king to the land was all undone and dark by such deeds.
We got the gangsta.
The heavy metal king, whole big. We lock it.
We got that murder.
The heavy metal king.
You talk that gangsta.
The heavy metal king, whole big.
We live that murder.
The heavy metal king.
You don't know about the gospel of Judas, about the information found in the Galapagos ruins.
Yeah.
How the warriors would sharpen their blade. How if they wanted to, the government could cure you of AIDS. We're the equivalent of fire and ice. The equivalent of a prisoner who died for his right. I'm lying to Christ. Put the bound in a vice. I'm like Trump and Nick and Brett. It's only fire at night. I'm dying to fight. Slap you five and pretending you. Louis Dawg, the genocide general. So I think the CIA and they plan. Get me out of here. I'd rather. Second I ran, yeah, I'll run up on you with grenades in my hand. If you grab a bill or try to hate on my fam, yeah, it's just dichotomy of hatred and man. If you ever even think of trying to play me, then blam, blam, blam.
We got the gangsta.
The heavy metal king, whole big, we lock it.
We got the murder.
The heavy metal king.
You talk the gangsta.
The heavy metal king, whole big, we lock it.
We live the murder.
Welcome back on the motherfucking AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ holding it down. You got 46 minutes left with the guard. I'm actually looking over the reports now and. Pretty funny. Did anyone know that little Bow Wow, T.I. ghost writes for Bow Wow? I mean, that's pretty amazing, but whatever it is, you know. Bow Wow's a pussy anyway, so I really don't give a shit. You know, he's a young boy, so. He's making more money than me, so whatever. He's just a pussy, you know. As long as he knows he has a vagina and he's making more money than me, it's cool. As long as he knows he has a vagina. You can make more money than me, but you just have a vagina between your legs. Pause. And moving on to money news. 50 Cent may be throwing his hat into the jewelry business. Damn, dog, you own everything. You own fucking sugar down water, which they call vitamin water. You own fucking a record label. Your lyrics is trash, but doesn't matter because you're still making money, so whatever. And now you want to own, now you want to do a jewelry thing? It's crazy, man, but hey, I hear that, man. I ain't hating. I ain't stopping you from your money, man. If I had the money to do some shit, because nowadays, you know what I mean? You need money to make money. You know what I mean? Ideas I would have. Like, for instance, inventions. Like, you know, I come up with, like, a toilet paper glove. Because it's like, you know, when you use regular toilet paper, you're, especially if you got the shats, like, you know what I mean, the shit shat, the shit farts, the shorts, you know what I mean, it's like, or, you know, you're pissing water out your ass, it spreads everywhere, so guarantee when you wipe your asshole, you're going to get, you know, some gobs of doo-doo on your hands. So what better way to come up with a glove, but it's a toilet paper glove? You know, and they sell it by singles when you put your hand in, and you can, because it's like, if you wipe your ass with like a wash rag or something, you're going to get everything out, because, you know, you're using all five of your fingers to rub your cheeks and your asshole. But if you have a toilet paper glove, while you're wiping in the middle of your asshole, you can also get, you know, the other areas that doo-doo normally goes on. You feel me? So it's like you can wipe your whole ass with your hand, but it'd be a hand glove. It'd be like a toilet paper glove, you know what I mean? They need to come out with that shit, word up. But, you know, stupid shit makes money. But, like a fucking comb, who came up with the idea, hey, I know, how about we make a plastic material that has a bunch of teeth and we just, you run it through your hair and straightens your hair. Like, who comes up with the fuck? Who the fuck comes up with that shit? Who came up with the color blue? Oh, this is going to be the color blue. I mean, whoever came up with the color blue and the word the is making money. You know what I mean? Who came up with the word bitch? Everybody uses bitch. Yeah, you know I mean? It's amazing. It's ideas people come up with. I mean, like, and I guarantee you they all had to be high when they came up with it. Like a phone book. Yo, wait a minute, I'm going to invent a phone book. I'm going to invent a book that has numbers in it, but numbers of businesses. I'm going to call it the Yellow Pages, and the White Pages is going to be residential and other businesses. Now, who the fuck comes up with shit like that? Who the fuck comes? You have to be high as shit to come up with a telephone. I'm going to come up with a telephone. I want to talk to someone who ain't even here. I'm going to come up with a cordless phone. You could walk around your entire fucking house and still be on the phone. But yeah, I'm going to take it to the next level. I'm going to come up with a cell phone. You can walk anywhere you want. You can drive from here to California and still be on the phone. Who the fuck comes up with this shit? Like, it's amazing. You had to be high. I tell you right now, if they legalize drugs, well, if they legalize weed, excuse me, a lot of shit being invented, man. I'll tell you that right now. A lot of shit. Moving on with the news. Fucking, hold on. Let me reload this shit and make sure shit is working properly. Everything's cool. The brat gets 3 years in prison. Must served community service. The brat. In DeKalb County judge sentenced rapper Da Brat to 3 years in prison Friday for striking a woman with a rum bottle at an Atlanta area nightclub. Superior Court Judge Gail Flake also sentenced the rapper, whose real name is Shantae Harris, to 7 years probation and 200 hours of community service. The incident happened at a Halloween party at Studio 72 nightclub on October 31st of 2007. The club is on Georgia 29 near Tucker. About six members of Harris's family wept when a sheriff deputy took her into custody. "I love y'all," Harris, 34, said as she was led out of the courtroom. "We love you too," the relatives replied in unison. Harris entered a guilty plea to aggravated assault. The victim, a waitress at the club, had to be hospitalized after being struck by Harris and Flake, said the woman suffered permanent facial scarring. damn. Just took a wine bottle to the head, and then wine bottles don't fucking break. You can drop a wine bottle out of a plane and let it land on the ground. It probably still won't crack. If anything, it'll crack the ground. Harris and the victim had gotten into an altercation prior to assault, police said at the time. It's crazy. And HBO's The Wire star arrested. Oh, Lord, what the fuck she get arrested for? Felicia Snoop Pearson, the actress who played a cold-blooded killer of the same name on the HBO series The Wire, was arrested on minor drug charges yesterday after police picked her up for refusing to cooperate as a witness in a murder trial, records show. Fuck that. I wouldn't want to fucking be a witness of a murder trial either. Fuck that shit. I'm good. Members of the homicide unit forced entry into the 20-year-old's Northeast Baltimore home Wednesday morning to serve a body attachment warrant, which would allow authorities to detain her, if necessary, until the September 16th murder trial of Stephen James Lashley. Once inside a home, police said they found two cigars containing suspected marijuana in an upstairs bedroom. Oh, that sucks. And loose plant material. Ah, come on. You're going to be smart. Was recovered from the top of a kitchen cabinet. Pearson was charged with one count of drug possession yesterday and was being held at central booking. Authorities said Pearson watched Lashley stab three men, killing one after an argument that began outside New York Fried Chicken on the block in the fall of 2005. And she is expected to be called as a witness during the trial. Fuck that. I'm good. I am good. Jay-Z, behind the cover, Vibe Juice issue. Yo, Jay-Z is an ugly motherfucker, but he's got money, so I can't really talk about that. I mean, he's an ugly bastard, but he has money. And that goes to show you that women would sleep with anything as long as they got money. Beyonce would go. So if I win $1 billion, you mean to tell me I can have sex with Beyonce and every single star out there because I have $1 billion? I mean, I'm a smooth-ass dude, but being the fact that they don't know me from a can of paint, just because I have money, they'll sleep with me? It sounds about right. Shit, I better not ever win no $1 billion. Shit, I'm going to have Pinky as my wife. Janet Jackson's going to have to get a divorce. I'll pay for the divorce. That short midget leprechaun faced bastard. And Beyonce would be my jump off. I'll just use her face for a face painting, every once in a while. This is a little video with Jay-Z behind the cover. I don't know what the fuck it is, so if it's whack or if it's garbage, best believe GQ will be ending the shit with a little bit of hate. Here we go. Jay-Z behind the cover. I don't know what the fuck this is about.
Celebrating 15 years of iconicness, and it was really about capturing, Jay-Z. So it's about lush, elaborate designers mixed in with lush, elaborate urban designers like Rockaware. So we're celebrating Rockaware, we're celebrating high fashion, and I think we're liberating, the hip-hop genre in itself. This is easy for him. He's easy guy. He's easy going, he's laid back, he just wants to feel like, his second skin. He's not style today. I don't really exist. I'm technically not here.
I'm Leanne Miller, Wheeler. Depends on what part of the country you're from, because it's Inui. I'm shooting Jay-Z for the cover of Vibe. Kind of like classic portraits, It's very simple, very deconstructed. The most important element is that he's comfortable. Just let him be. Don't force it. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. I think it went really well. I probably kept him a little bit too long. I said I was quick. Evidently I wasn't. But I think it went really well. He was awesome. Favorite part? times when he was singing, doing his rapping. We got him to do it twice, and that's all that matters. But it's just amazing when you see him get in their element. It's like I wasn't there, and he was just gone, doing his thing. That's like when it's perfect. And that's when you hope that you got that one frame that just says who he is. I'm surprised he gave so much time. I expected him to just like 15 minutes and you're done. He's really a gentleman and just let us do what we wanted to do. I mean, he just seemed open to everything. I never got told no. So I don't know if he was in control of me and I didn't know it, or he was just easygoing.
Hi, I'm Nico Lim, the photographer for the Jay-Z cover shoot. So today we were trying to get something that felt like a celebration for the 15th anniversary of Vibe. There's a couple cover tries. We tried one cake, dropping a knife through it, breaking off some old 80s tapes, make it seem kind of hard, but still fun and playful. I heard a lot of different stories. Like, I heard that he doesn't shoot a lot, so I was kind of interested to see if he would be nervous in front of the camera or not, but he was a good sport. I was actually surprised that he has kind of a charismatic, boyish way about him. Not an insulting way at all. You think of him as being kind of, I don't want to say like a regal figure, but, you know, definitely someone who's very polished. You see him, he's, you know, very refined, but he definitely has, you know, this little boy side of him as well. I don't want to shoot celebrities, I just try to capture who they are. But some people are pretty guarded, but some people will just be how they are, and you don't have to do anything. You just sit there and you point a camera and you click a button. With Jay-Z, he was really pretty honest and open about how he is. He didn't want to do anything that he felt wouldn't represent who he is. And not just like as, you know, Jay-Z the brand, but him personally. Like, we tried to do a shot that involved drinking scotch, but you know, I mean, he just wasn't feeling it. He was like, I'm just not interested in alcohol being in the shoot. Maybe one day he'll look back at these, you know, when he's 80 years old and be like, that's who I was.
It's an emotional moment when you think about an artist that can exist for 15 years. When you look at Jay-Z, who's an alien, he hasn't aged one bit, and he's reinvented himself time and time again. And, you know, together I think that we've grown, all of us, and as a consumer culture, a brand, you know, I think that it's more than just, you know, hip-hop. You know, it's an economy that's been touched by it. It's a culture, and it's a generation of kids who have a lot to look back on. This is a point of reference. We've all left an amazing point of reference for another generation to come, and I'm really proud of that.
You know what? I'm going to have to take some of the words that I said about Jay-Z back. No homo, pause. I know I said anyone who uses that phrase is a fag, but trust me, GQ loves women. No download over here. I love women. I'll love women to the day I die, and even after I die, I'm still going to love women. So, you know, just that pretty much goes without saying. But, you know, watching this brother pose and all that shit kind of made me cry. Made me teary-eyed because it's like, I've been the type to hate on Jay-Z every once in a while. That shit is whack. He's an ugly motherfucker. But that's just proof right there that a brother can do it. I don't want to be racist or nothing, but it's like fucking 20 years ago. She's 80, you know, 80, 90. Yeah, like 20 years ago, you wouldn't think that you would see, well, okay, let's say 30 years ago. 20, 30 years ago. No, actually, yeah, like 30, 40 years ago, you wouldn't think that you would see a brother making money. You know what I mean? Now, I'm sure, you know, a couple of rocks were sold for him, for a brother to actually make it, because a lot of rappers maybe sold drugs to get where they got, and then they stopped, but they still did it. I don't know about Jay-Z. I can't really speak for him because I don't really follow him like that. But it just makes me proud to see brothers doing their thing. It makes me proud to see anybody doing anything, but really brothers, because it's like, it was very hard for black folks to make things happen. And that brother has been hated on by everybody, including myself, you know, but it's like he's doing his thing, and it makes me, like, because that's all I want to do is do my thing, and I've been hated on since day one with the boys that I thought were my boys. You know, oh, you're never going to be nothing. No one listens to your radio station. You might as well quit. That chick don't like you. She's playing you. You might as well quit that. It's like, you know what I mean? If you listen to that shit, you'll always be a fucking loser. That's why I had to get rid of my boys and progress myself. And just believe in God. And before you know it, what you want will come to you. It takes time. It doesn't necessarily get to you when you want it to get there. God will give you what you need when he's ready to give it to you, when you're ready to get it. Because if he gives you right then and there, you won't know what to do with it, and you fuck it up. So he has to prepare you for your gift. And when your gift comes, then he'll be like, okay, now he's ready. Here, hold that. And you'll be like, damn. You know what I mean? So it's always a struggle, and I'm sure every rapper out there, whether they did negativity or not, you know what I mean, it's always a lesson to be learned. And this brother's doing his thing. And his, I wouldn't say Beyonce is the hottest broad out there, but she's pretty sexy. You know what I mean? So it's like he got a nice chick, and he's making money. And people are hating on him left and right, and he's still making money. So it's like when you get in a sense like that, okay, well, you're hating, but you must, the haters are appreciated. Like, I applaud haters because it's like, I'm not going to shit on you. You're hating. You're doing your job. You're letting me know that there is a chance for me. Because if you wasn't hating on me, obviously there's no chance for me to make it big. But if you're hating on me, it's because you see success. And being that you see success, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, AB Radio has to, you know, show you a little bit of positativity every once in a while. We're going to keep it moving in the videos. This is Swag TV presents Joel Santana, Car Lot. I actually heard a recent song. It's Pinatel and the Donkey. So Santana is doing a little bit of things here and there. She's, you know, he's doing his thing, holding it down. I'm going to see if I can get that track for you. Also, I heard some recent Joe Budden shit. I was shitting on that nigga yesterday, but this shit I heard, this shit is the truth. He's putting it down. He's letting he's rapping off an old school beat, and he's letting motherfuckers know that Joe Budden is back from the dead, and it's not a game, and he's schooling y'all, letting y'all know, like, yo, this is what rap should be like. What the fuck is this bullshit that I've been hearing? I'm going to play that in a few, but right now, Swag TV presents Joel Santana, Carla. I haven't heard this shit, so here we go.
One artist, one DVD, 1 hour.
On a joint that maybe a lot of y'all didn't catch because it really wasn't like real, real mainstream. But he told you early, I don't have a car.
I have a car lot. Yeah.
So right now we in the car lot.
In the car lot. I like the way you introduced that right there. We are in the car lot.
Yo, it's like, See, so when dude said to don't get one of my CDs, get 3 of my CDs, one for the car, one for the crib. One to keep the plastic because it's a classic. Well, you got to had to have 3. He got to have 3 just to keep in the car.
For sure.
Because, you know, you never know when you might want
to
hop in.
When I want to hop in, and I ain't got time to be exchanging disses and all that.
Nah. Like, I hate to see your key ring, brother. Like, your key ring probably...
like a janitor key ring.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
you know, it's going cars, Maserati, Bentley, Phantom. I got the challenge over there, the armor drill.
No. Let's not even do this yet. We got to save that. Let's bring it on back. We got to save that one right there. Yeah, that's like the ace in the hole right there.
This is like that LL Cool J shit, 88. When we were standing on top of the Corvette.
Yeah.
Where was that? That was in the 90s, right?
This is definitely a 90s whip right here.
Yeah. That was in the 90s. My bad.
Let's tell them exactly what this is.
It's that Corvette, All American Muscle, with the you call that blowed out the brains inside because it's all red. That's like Kurt Cobain. I was talking about my nigga from Menace though. When they blew Harold brains out in the car. Yeah, that's
Cousins
what happened.
Fish, shout out to the West Coast.
That's all spilt brains and blood.
Exactly. So let's come and take a really close look, real quick. We have to rush to get to that. Mm-hmm. We're in the car lot, so this is like a sales pitch
now. Let's get it.
So boom, here it is. Got the bucket seats. This is a V8. The engine is very fast. If you got a chick and she got some weave, I hope it's very tight. Yeah. Because if it's not, she's going to be leaving it on the highway.
Yeah, she
it's
definitely.
It's not going to be good for you.
I push it to the limit. And guess what? There is no limit.
None.
You hear?
Let's move it on over.
Let's move it on over. The capital. Get the capital.
Let's take it to England right now.
Uh-huh. It's capital. It's capital. Capital B.
Look at the grill. This is not a medley. This is the Bentley.
Yeah.
This is not the fake joint where they try to put the grill to make it look like something else. This is it right here.
Yeah, this is it. This is it.
And let's take a look because
we move on to the disrespect.
No.
Disrespectful swag.
No, not yet.
Small dean.
We're timing it out.
Small dean level. No name.
And by the way, the coupe came first.
Yeah.
Then the four door coupe came out.
Yeah. Small dean level.
This is the four door coupe.
Yeah.
And this is in the streets officially. This is not
flying spur.
This is not just to be in the car lot. This actually move out. It goes through the tolls. And you never get a ticket because they don't get left nowhere like that. Now, I hope you notice there's a certain theme going on.
Yeah, it's all white.
It's all white.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. It's all white. It's all white. That's how I do.
Now, let's take it over the top. This is what they dream about.
This is the disrespect of disrespect. Oh, right.
Over the this is what they hear about, but maybe some people still ain't even seen it. Let's go to the double law.
Y'all heard the joint, the bad side with me and Weezy, and I was talking about the driver, Woodrow, open the door, suicidal, and all that. I wasn't playing, man. It's my shit. All this shit paid for, too. You know what I mean? So, that's what it is.
We need
all
to take
this
a real look at
for.
It.
Next time y'all come, just call me. I'll bring my titles over here. For real. Titles ain't got no liens on them. You know, niggas' titles got bank liens on them. Why you think I got no bank liens on them?
Well, let's keep it real. A lot of rappers got their cars foreclosed on and they repossessed.
Sometimes things happen, you know. I can't really knock the niggas that happened to, but hey.
No, it's a recession going on right now. But
so
when it's paid for,
they can't do that.
They can't do nothing.
They can't do that.
Let's take a real good look at it, though. It's long. It keeps on going back. It's like a jet.
You know what? That brother right there, he's really dick riding right now. He's dick harding, dick riding. Like, I mean, how do you dick ride another nigga's car? That's like me going in the streets like, oh, yo, that's a badass car, dog. Ooh, that shit paid for. Ooh, that shit paid for. Get the dick out your mouth. Pause. Seriously. Like, I mean, you would never catch me in the street. That's that young boy shit. Like, when I was young and I hear a car go by and I have a car and I heard a system, I'm like, damn, that shit is hot. What you got in the back of your truck? Ooh, that shit is, that's dick eating, but you allowed to do that when you're young. I mean, but I'm a grown-ass man. I'm 27. So me going in the streets like, oh, shit. Yo, how big are those rims? Those 22s? Yo, them shit is hard. Them shit is fun. That's dick eating. So do me a favor, dog. The dog fun. And this is a message going out to Swag TV. It's cool to be like, yo, that's your car? True. That shit is nice. But just dick eating right now. And dick eating is not allowed. Please stop the dick eating. What's up, people? Paizan is here. Is anybody here? The Paizan from the Paizan. Paizan. Yeah, the Paizan from PSL. Yo, big shout out to Paizan. My bad. I wasn't too focused. I was playing this dick eating video. This guy's dick eating very hard, and it's not good for this brother's health. You know what I mean? I'm back in the chat line, so if you want to come back to the chat room and talk, or if you want to get on and let me know what you think about dick eaters. And what I mean by dick biters is those dudes that be in the street, knowing damn well they broke as shit, and they compliment other brothers' cars. Now, a compliment is a compliment. Like, oh, damn, that's a nice-ass car. That's nice-ass rims and shit. But when the day that you go to the driver and you, you're dick eating. There's no need to be promoting another dude's car, outfit, or jewelry, or even bitch. Don't promote another dude's bitch or nothing. That's like a nigga drive you in the car, and a nigga drives by, and you all up in his rims, and he sees you in his rims, like, damn, this shit is hot. Like, Maybe if you got tinted window, then you can do it on the dolo. But if you do it in front of your boy or your girl, you're a dick eating. Stop it. You know what I mean? That's like you being in a hip hop battle and a nigga says some shit and you like, stop dick eating. Dick eating is not allowed. Nobody likes it. I mean, I like a dick eater because it's like, if you dick eat off my shit, like, I have niggas that come up to me, and I don't even have no luxurious shit. You know what I mean? I don't have no big rims. I just got a system. And I drive by, and I got the dick eaters like, yo, man, yo, what kind of stuff you got? Damn, this shit is loud. Dog, lift my pants up when you're done. Pause. Like, what's going on? I mean, it's all right to be like, yo, what you got in the trunk? Damn, shit is all right, I ain't no doubt. But it's the dick eaters that take it to the next level. Like, oh, shit, yo, I'm going down the street. Yo, this shit is hot. Yo, calm down. And you're going to fucking pass out. And you're so wrapped up into my system, you're going to fucking pass out from it. Calm down. So there's no need for dick eating. And once again, shout out to the Pizon from PSL. Holding it down, you know what I mean? He's a listener. He's doing his thing. Came in the chat room. Niggas wasn't in here, so he bounced. It's funny because I do the same thing. But damn, ain't nobody in the chat room? What the fuck is it up for then? The fuck you got a chat room if ain't nobody in chatting? You know what I mean? That's like having a cell phone and don't ever be on it. Like, it makes no sense. So just a message to all the dick eaters out there. Stop dick eating. It's not good for your... It's not good for you, pretty much. Now, this next interview is by LL Cool J, and he's on the Travis Smiley show. Travis Smiley, I didn't even know this motherfucker still existed. But let's check this video out, man. Stop dick eating, y'all. It's not good for your career. Oh, man. Oh, I'm rims is hot, yo! Fuck out of here, nigga. You're souping yourself up to be a dick eater. It's not going down.
Welcome LL Cool J back to this program. On September 9th, you can pick up a copy of his latest CD, which just happens to be his last disc for the Def Jam label. The disc is called Exit 13 and features the single Baby. Hear now some of the video for Baby.
Truck stop, man, through a 7:30. Quarter through the surf, give a damn if it's early. Head spinning around like roller derby. Everything about it says you don't deserve me. I hope I'm worthy, cause shorty, I'm your
baby. I'm your baby, 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 I'm your baby.
You gotta put your hands in the air on this one.
Baby, I'm your baby.
So in the past, I've had to ask you, you know, why you would name a certain disc, what you named a certain CD. I figured this one out.
Yeah, it's my 13th record.
And you're exiting the building.
Well, it's the last under my contractual obligation. So, going forward, I'm sure we'll have some sort of dealings because, you know, I own my catalog and they administer it and everything. So, you know, you never know what can happen in the future. But right now, it's an exit from that contract.
It's quite an amazing story, though. There's a part of your story that we've talked about before that's always fascinating me, which is that you have found a way. I mean, everybody has ups and downs in their careers.
Right.
But you have found a way to stay relevant as a rap artist for 13 records now.
Yeah.
And there are a whole lot of cats I can name. Well, I ain't going to do it. But there's a long list of folks who had one or two hits, one or two CDs.
Yeah.
And the hip-hop game changes so fast.
Yeah.
To stay relevant for as many years as you have is a pretty amazing feat, number one. But what I want to get to, though, is what's more amazing now, which is that you have done 13 records all with the same label.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we just started, so it was great. I mean, Russell Simmons, Rick Rubin, and myself, we started Def Jam back in 1984. Leor came in later and ran the company, and we grew the company over the years, I as an artist and them as businessmen, and it just ended up being something that, you know, dreams are made of. I mean, you know, it just ended up being the biggest rap label in the history of hip-hop and the most important label, and that's not only because of me as an artist, but because of all of the people that were involved, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the dream team.
Yeah.
You know, Russell Simmons, who ended up being the biggest entrepreneur in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Rubin, who became one of the most fantastic producers in music, period. And myself, who became one of the most consistent rap artists, and, you know.
What do you mean? I hear that distinction you made when you guys first got started. You called them businessmen.
Yeah.
You called yourself an artist.
Yeah.
Over the years, you moved from artist, from just being an artist. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got some business instincts.
Oh, well,
what did you learn from these guys over the years?
Well, coming into the game early, obviously, all I wanted to do was hear myself on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Over the years, as things progressed, I realized that, you know, it was show business. You know, the word show is that long and the word business is that long. But I still didn't allow that to put a damper on my love for what I do. What I learned is that, you know, you just have to dream the painting and paint the dream. And you can't limit yourself. And you have to understand that dreams don't have deadlines. And you can't be afraid to get outside of your comfort zone. And I've continued to do that, and it has definitely benefited me. You know what I'm saying? So I went from just doing music to, you know, doing television to,
movies.
But then also, you know, like my new venture I did with Sears, I have an affordable clothing line. You know, it's for the whole family. Like, this is one of the pieces right here for the whole family that'll be in the Sears September 7th. But it's a business venture as well. It's not just like an artist putting his name on clothing. I'm also, you know, a real owner in the business. I have a digital distribution network called BoomDizzle.com for aspiring artists. I'm not just a figurehead. I'm involved with the business as well. So, you know, but I'm still proud of being an artist.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not trying to market myself as a businessman. You know, I'm, you know, just passionate about creating.
Why is that the case for you? And I ask that because there are a number of people we could talk about who started out as artists as well,
mm-hmm.
but they get to a point where I get the sense, at least as a consumer,
right.
that they're pushing me on X, Y, or Z
right.
more than they are interested in me trying to buy their records anymore. It didn't start that way,
right.
but there's a shift along the way. Here you are now, this deep into your career, and you just now talking about a clothing line.
Yeah.
You're just now talking about Boom Dizzle or whatever. Why, for you, the focus on the artistry for as long as you have been focused on it, and now you come around to the business side of stuff?
Well, you know what? First, let me say this. I had a clothing line in the 80s with Troop. You know, I'm one of the owners of a clothing line called FUBU, which did very well during the mid-90s. But it's pretty basic. I just love being an artist, and I've always wanted to be an artist. And I don't think that Mick Jagger is wanting for anything because he's not known as he's not Richard Branson. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Mick Jagger not being Richard Branson doesn't make Mick less credible.
Yeah.
Madonna not being Martha Stewart doesn't make Madonna less credible. So, you know, LL Cool J not being Russell Simmons, that my goal is not to pretend to be a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Either you are or you aren't. You know, me putting on an ascot and walking around channeling my inner businessman is not going to get anything done because everybody's going to see through it. It's transparent. The bottom line is do good business, you know, make great products that people can appreciate, improve the quality of people's lives through what you contribute to their lives artistically or, you know, whatever product it may be, and go from there.
So set the business aside. The one thing that you have done unapologetically and rather aggressively is the acting thing that you referenced earlier.
Oh, yeah.
TV, film.
Yeah.
How has that, at various points, time, stages, compromised the music or the focus on the music?
You know, I've been very successful in even my albums that my core audience supported, that the masses perceived to be a failure, did pretty well. But it's true. Doing all the movies, doing the TV, I didn't.
All right, dog, enough positivity, man. I mean, 718, and my fans is like, they don't want to hear your ass. All right, now, he did say one thing that was pretty interesting, and that's dream the painting and paint the dream. That's some pretty deep shit. I actually want to put that on my MySpace page. Like, this shit is real. Like, come up with a dream, come up with an idea, and make that shit happen. And if you give up, you obviously wasn't as serious as making it happen. I mean, all my years of being GQ, motherfuckers always told me, oh, that's not going to happen. Oh, you're not going to do this. This is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Who the fuck is they? Are they God? No. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you do what you love, a warrior doesn't give up what he loves. He finds the love in what he does. Yeah! G2! That's what I'm talking about. Big shout out to Olivia D. She came in the chat room and bounced. So I guess she wasn't really into the chatting thing. Or I guess no one was chatting, so she fucking bounced. Don't worry, Olivia. We're going to do our thing. You know, once we get more people in, I'm looking for people so that, you know, one day you just pop in the room and it's like chats, like other people chatting with other people and me at the same time. You know what I mean? So, like I said, we just started the show, but I'm looking forward to that. Now, we got 10 minutes left in the show. I might actually, if it's possible, I'm going to try to make it, try to get, like, you know, maybe 30 more minutes, because I just came upon some shit. Before I do that, you had Little Bow Wow and Soulja Boy on 106 and Park. Both of them had their shirts off with their boxes showing. Like, what are they, fucking fags? I think these brothers is down low niggas. Like, I don't know, man. Soulja Boy, he's already gay to begin with. All the gay songs he comes up with. And then you got Bow Wow. Like, what's going on? Like, no one has a, you know what? Y'all have to see the video. Like, you look like two homosexuals on the stage. Both your boxes is way up to your fucking nipples. You know what I mean? Pants all the way down to your ankles. And you both got your shirts off. I don't know. I mean, I guess because they're young little niggas. Anyway, the game, hold on, let me see if it's possible to reset this shit. Let me see if I can, hold on, people. Because I really want y'all to hear this. Actually, I want to hear this shit, too. So I'm going to try to go to Blog Talk Radio and see if I can reset the time. If I can reset the time, then it's a wrap. Let's see. Go to Archive. What is it? Upcoming segments. I'm going to archive segments. Is this it? Yeah, 22nd. Let me go to edit. And let me go to minutes. 120. Scroll down. Submits. Let me see if it works. And let's pray for me. Hopefully it works, because I want y'all to get an extra. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. 38 minutes left. All right, true. So we got 38 minutes left instead of 8 minutes. So let's go. I want y'all to hear this new joint by a Game. I don't know what the fuck is going on in his mind. I don't know why he's beefing with the brother, but the Game interview with Jenny Boom Boom. Why are you beefing with Jay-Z? Because I don't care. One day I'm going to make him man enough to say something. Plus says he won all his beefs, including Joe Budden, 50 Cent, stole his swag. And he's breaking canes on Lloyd Banks and T-Pain. I don't understand what's going on, but here you go. You can hear his screw-faced ass fucking talk about a bunch of nonsense. Here we go.
Making do Usain Bolt, he won the, you know, he won the 100-meter, but I felt like, you know what I'm saying, you put some cops behind this and it'd be a whole different race.
Okay, I like that. That's a funny idea. So, why are you beefing with Jay-Z?
Because I don't care.
Yeah, but, okay, you came out today with a statement saying that you really, you know, don't want to beef with him.
I didn't put that, it wasn't really like that. That's how I read.
Who blew this up? Who blew this situation with you and Jay-Z up? Was it you? Was it Jay-Z? Was it the media? Who?
Me. It's probably me.
Okay.
Definitely probably me.
Because you heard he said something about you at Wimbledon?
Yeah, that's all at Wimbledon, man. You talking about anything, you talk about me at anything that has to do with game, like a tennis game, it's going there.
Really? Even at a tennis game?
Yeah. Because he probably at the tennis game with his open-toe sandals on, his little lacoste linen suit. And I don't know, man. Why are you talking about me, man?
So you're both at Wimbledon together?
I wasn't at Wimbledon. I'm never going to be at Wimbledon.
So how did you hear he was talking about you?
It just came through the media, just like you heard I was talking about him. It came like that. And, you know, it just sound like Jay-Z. Wimbledon, open-toe sandals. It's just that I know it's official when I heard the open toes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, yeah, it had something to do with,
One day I'm going to make him mad enough to say something.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, really, really say something?
Yeah, because JB, you know, he'll eat you alive, man. He will if he actually says something, but You know, I'm one of them cats that don't really hype, so I just, you know, I'm trying to make him mad enough to really diss me.
Okay, so basically, do you think Jay-Z will ever really diss you?
Nah.
Okay. But didn't you say something about him a while ago in West Side Story because
yeah,
you had a problem with him this week?
Yeah, I'm trying to, and it's not working. I need to know. If you know Jay, I need something that really, really pisses him off. Whatever I'm saying is not working.
Probably you said something about his wife.
Who, Beyonce?
Yeah. No, she's too pretty.
Fuck her.
Wow, so F Beyonce, eh?
No, I mean, not like...
Oh, you would. Oh, so I'll you would F her. Okay. All right. So
I like Beyonce, man.
Yeah, she seems like a nice person.
You definitely married the right chick.
Okay, so let me ask you a question again, because you're in the press a lot for the controversial stuff.
Right.
You know. You've had a lot of beefs over the years. Does the beef thing ever get tiring? Ever?
No.
Never?
No, it's easy.
Like, when you wake up in the morning, you're not like, oh, God, someone else said something about me, I have to beef again?
No, it's like stepping on a treadmill and setting the timer for, you know, 7 miles, if you're Usain Bolt. Mm.
So it's nothing to you?
It's nothing to me.
So let's go over some beefs you've had in the past.
One of them all.
Joe Budden.
One of them all. Killed him.
Because of 50.
Killed him.
Okay. Yuck Mouth. Because of 50.
Killed him.
Suge Knight. Because of your beef with Yuck Mouth.
Killed him.
Memphis Bleek. Because you both had the same name for your record labels, Get Low Records. And that's when you came out with the verse about Jay-Z.
Killed him, and that's what made Jay-Z mad.
Okay. The G-Unit beef goes on and on and on.
Finally killed him.
Mm. Okay. Let me ask you a question about G-Unit. They were in here a couple weeks ago, and basically... They're always here, because they live up the street.
Oh, right.
So, Lloyd Banks...
I've been there.
I'm sorry?
I've been there to that house.
Yeah, it's nice over there.
Yes.
It's okay. It's very peaceful.
It ain't all that, though.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. So Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo, come in, and they basically break down to me your business situation with G-Unit. Because I was always under the impression that Dr. Dre was the one that paired you and 50 up, and I was always...
It was Jimmy Iovine.
Okay, Jimmy Iovine, okay. So basically, I was under that impression, so they kind of broke it down to me, basically saying that, yes, 50 really did want to work with you, even though I was under the impression that he did not want to.
Because I'm dope.
Okay. So then they basically said that your management team... wanted a lot of money out of you at the time, and everybody's going in your pockets, you know, basically wanting money, and it created a problem between you and G-Unit because of that.
That sound gay.
So I'm just telling you what they said.
I'm disrespecting gay people. We ain't even that type of gay. It's G-Unit gay. They got a whole other type of gay going on. First of all, Yayo been 50 his whole life, and, I can edit myself, too. And then Lloyd Banks, he just... Man, them dudes, Lloyd Banks is so broke. Him and Yayo be sharing watches. They used to share watches. Like, like when Yayo got out, he asked Banks for his watch back. I never even spoke to Tony Yayo. And Lloyd Banks, I only talked to him when we passed in the halls in the hotels. The only one I was cool with was Buck and 50. But 50 stole, he downloaded my whole swag. I used to catch 50 looking at me how I dress and, you know, how I wear my hat. I used to catch him on like 90% download my swag every time, like we was together in the same room, man. All them dudes is cornballs, man. 50 is, he got a nice, like, he got a dope business mind, man, but a regular dude which you know, street smart, he's a dummy. They're all dummies, and collectively they managed to sell 96,000 records, man. Me and Boom Boom could put a record out today.
Yeah.
Put it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
More than that, man. G-Unit is dead. History gone. If you plan G-Unit, die with him.
Now, did you feel that, though, when you actually started your beef with G-Unit and a member of your entourage was shot because of the beef? Did you feel like it was going too far?
It wasn't because of the beef. It's because he ain't run with us. We went right, he went left. He got shot in the leg. And he was too close to the damn door. I told him, man, don't... He walked up to the door. I said, like, man, this is New York. It's a little bit different than Cali. Don't go all the way up to the door. It's police, little mountain rangers right there, man. The mountain ranger pulled out his coat with, like, a 25 and started shooting at the ground. One skidded up, hit my man in the leg. But he wasn't fast enough. The rest of us didn't get hit. We was fast. And bullets, they was hot, and they was coming. And we was gone.
So the person is he here today?
No, he ain't here today.
Oh, okay.
He's still trying to catch up.
Because you have like 20 people from your entourage here. Okay, so was it G-Unit that shot a member of your entourage?
It wasn't G-Unit. It was the police. police, man. The police 50 be keeping with them. G-Unit ran out the back door when they heard I was outside.
Wow. So you're thinking, or you're saying that they're scared of you and your entourage?
They've been scared of me.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Does the beef ever get too hot and heavy when a member of your entourage allegedly shot up Tony Yayo's house?
I don't know about that.
Does it become too much? Does it get scary?
Nah.
I mean, I know you're from Compton and everything. I get that.
Trying to discount?
Yeah. But basically, I'm saying, you know, does it ever get to where you're scared that your life will end over it?
Nah, my life going in one day. And, you know, y'all can pick the day from. Who cares?
Hmm. Okay. So now back to Jay-Z. What are we going to do from here?
We going to continue promoting this album and getting it in stores. So I'll wait for Jay-Z to say something if he ever does. If not, it's all good. I respect Jay-Z and his music. I respect the music side of Jay-Z, a legend, probably the best rapper alive. I'll give him that. But one day when he decides to step into the underworld, you know what I'm saying, and come at me like a true OG who should, you know what I'm saying, or would, then, you know, we can go from there. We can do it on the underground. We can underground box that, you know, the hip-hop beef, and it don't never got to be
personal. Yeah, nice lyrical fight would be good.
That's what I'm saying. It don't never got to be personal fight, a shot stone, or nothing like that. Not that that's what he do. I know he, you know, far from that, but, I mean, we could have a lyrical war, go, you know, a couple songs in on each other and see, you know, what the people say. But, you know, I'm young and dumb. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard.
Okay. So let me ask you about this album, LAX, almost in stores next Tuesday. Dr. Dre did not help you with this album.
Nah.
Did you expect him to?
Nope.
Do you have a bad relationship with Dr. Dre now in the game? Because I know you respect and you love him and look up to him so much. Do you have a bad relationship with him?
Nah, Dre cool.
Yeah, everything's okay?
Dre cool.
But you expected him to help you throughout your career, right? Correct?
Nah, I don't expect nobody to help me with nothing. I appreciate Dr. Dre for doing whatever he did.
You also, on the song My Life, you had a verse that I found, and I'm not even sure if you left it in the song, about Eminem saying, all the pictures of me and M, I burned them.
Right.
So there ain't no proof I walked through 8 Mile, and so since it ain't no proof, I'll never walk through 8 Mile.
Yeah, but I changed the words because people start misconstruing what I was saying and start trying to, you know, make a beef between me and him, and then, you know, I didn't want him to do that, so I just changed it immediately so he wouldn't feel no certain way, because, you know, I know how it is to lose a friend, because I lost my best friend. I lost my best friend the night after I came back from Detroit, doing the song on the documentary that featured him. The next night after we got back from Detroit, my friend got smoked, and the last picture I had of him was with me proofing Eminem, so that's what that line is about. No disrespect to him or none of that.
Okay, so you decided to leave it off.
Yeah, because, you know, I thought that maybe if Eminem was sitting down and people, you know, just poured charcoal in the fire pit, it would, you know what I'm saying, make him feel a certain way, and I didn't want to even, you know, give him that option. So, I put out a statement and changed the song just out of, you know, just being a good-hearted dude, but I ain't running from nobody.
But you feel a certain way about Eminem.
Yeah, I got a lot of love for Eminem.
Okay.
He's my top 10 MCs, but I ain't running from him either.
Okay,
so,
all right.
You know, if it was ever, you know, if he ever did misconstrue or wanted to do something, then join the club.
Is it true you recorded 220 tracks for this album?
Yeah, like, a little bit, but somewhere, you know, towards the end, we start digging in the pot and seeing, you know, which ones made sense, you know, around each other and got down to a solid 16, and, you know, we finished the album.
And it's a star-studded lineup.
Yeah, the album's crazy. Got everybody that I always wanted to work with on it that I haven't worked with yet, and some of the people that I have worked with in the past that I enjoy working with. And it's LAX coming.
Speaking of people you want to work with, you would smoke crack with Amy Winehouse to do a single with her?
Yeah, I smoke crack and sniff a line, whatever gets her up.
Have you smoked crack?
I ain't never smoked crack, but I definitely tried to get on a song.
Really? You love her and respect her that much?
She's crazy talented. Like, anybody don't think so is retarded, because Amy Winehouse, she's a legend in her own right.
And speaking of people with problems, you use DMX on the intro and outro of the album?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I got a lot of love for DMX. That's one of the cats in hip-hop that sold the most records in day. He sold the most records in Def Jam history.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not for you who DMX was at the height of his career, put out two albums and went Diamond in the same year, man. So X is a homie of mine. Sometimes I call him for spiritual guidance, and, you know, he's been, you know, just, you know, holding me down as far as inspiration my whole career. Met him at the Aaliyah Missing You video shoot before I was on. He showed me love then, he's showing me love now.
So talk to me about Young Buck on the remix for Game's Pain. and the cameo in the new My Life video.
Yeah, Buck, like I said, Buck is the homie. Me and Buck always been tight. Anytime I said that we wasn't, was just to save face because he was still signed to G and didn't want to mess up his situation. But I've been talking to Buck the whole time. I was not a member of G Unit, and that's the homie. So we didn't always had a line on each other and always kept it straight up because that's what real.
And a mixtape is coming out with you and Young Buck.
The mixtape's coming out with me and whoever want to do a mixtape. I got time for that, and that's what I do. Like I said, man, the underworld is a cold place.
Did you contact him right away when he left G-Unit, or was actually the official G-Unit?
Nah, Buck hit me, and you know what I'm saying? I gave him some time to breathe, and then he hit me, and we chopped it up, and then he came to Cali. We kicked it for a minute and figured out, you know, what should be his next best move, and, you know, we came up with a plan for him, and he started executing it.
And, basically, when Tony Ayo and Lloyd Banks were here, they threatened that if you and Young Buck do come out with a mixtape together, they will be exposing a lot of things about the both of you.
Why do it take for us to do this? They threaten, they that scared of me and Buck, man. Just put it out, man. Everybody know that Lloyd Banks is a pussy. Everybody know that Lloyd Banks is Tony Ayo is a fucking faggot. Niggas ain't gonna do nothing. When I see them, they go the other way. They using 50 bodyguards. But I'ma just wait till the bodyguard shit run out. I'ma catch the niggas. And when I get a lifetime achievement award, when I'm like 60 at the Vibe Awards, I'm gonna get tennis with their canes. I'ma have my grandsons go right at them niggas. Shot fired in the parking lot in 2058.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the date.
2058. Don't invite me to no awards, man. Let me catch some cats old. I'm telling you, I'm breaking canes on them, nigga. I'll catch them one day.
So even being out here, you don't worry about them ever approaching you?
Nah, this ain't where they from. They just as strangers to Connecticut as I am. They suckers, man.
Okay.
They don't have no home.
Let me ask you about your film career, Belly 2. What made you make Belly 2, game?
I did that movie right after the documentary. Me, my homie Brandon Davis, and my manager Jimmy Hinchman put up the bread for that. Like it was a little $1 million budget. We all put up like $330 a piece, and we went in on it and we sold it to Lionsgate, and it was called Millionaire's Boys Club, NBC, and they changed it to Belly 2, I guess, to sell it or whatever. But it worked. It's working because it's sold out all online.
Yeah, it's on DVD now.
Yeah, and it's selling like a motherfucker. It's like a good hood tale. It's like, you know, I'm about it, one of them good hood movies, State Property 2. Pick it up, Belly 2.
And Street Kings is on DVD as well right now.
Street Kings is on DVD, another blockbuster coming out next summer, and another big movie with a different role, you know, something other than the Street Cat. But, you know, I'm just elevating my mind every which way I can, stacking my bread.
And talk to me about the next album, DOC, the album. Will it be coming out or no?
No, it's a wrap.
So you've retired. This is it.
I ain't retired yet, but I'll retire after I'm done with this.
So after this album, there will be no other albums from the game?
Nah.
Ever?
Ever. Never. However you can
say. So what will you do?
What will I do?
Yeah.
I'm just going to take care of my kids and spend time with my family.
Yeah, I saw the album cover. Those are two sons on the couch?
Yeah.
Very cute.
Appreciate it.
So, do you have enough money at this point in your life to retire?
I got a lot of money, but it ain't even about money. So
how much you worth the game?
I don't even talk about my personal, you know, assets.
Okay, let me guess. Are you worth more than $4 million?
That's chump change.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
The house worth more than $4
million. Wow.
The one I live in.
Wow. Got a lot of money there, the game.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we'll be sorry to see you go.
Y'all won't be sorry. Y'all got like Soulja Boy, Chingy.
Oh, God, don't get started. Don't get me started. We got VIC.
Y'all got a bunch of cash, man.
Well, the game, thank you for coming by.
All the time.
Appreciate it, really.
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, we're so happy to see you.
Nice walls y'all got.
Yeah, I know. We got a lot of chicks up on the walls. Good luck with LAX.
Yeah, man.
You'll be number one.
I am going to be number one.
Oh, man. I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jeezy coming out the next week.
Love Jeezy. I talked to him week about the recession.
Yeah, he coming out September 2nd, so cop that, man. This year is a good year in hip-hop, man. Aside the Terminator
Terminator on Sight.
Yeah, besides that album.
Did you listen to that CD?
I would not ever listen to it, but, you know, people that have listened to it have already, you know, spoken. Album's trash. Ain't gonna touch gold, and that's just a shame for somebody that sold 10 million records at one time in their career. Just trash. Yeah, this is trash. What's the day?
Today is August 18th.
Let's take out the trash. Let's just make this trash day.
And your video real quick, Dope Boys has to be redone if people think it's too edgy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell them to eat a dick.
All right, Jay, well, thank you for stopping through. Appreciate it, all right? It's 5937.
Boom, boom.
Oh, shit, why can't
can't we interview people? I mean, what the fuck? Why can't we interview people, man? I just don't understand it. Like, if I interview somebody, it's going to be a wrap. Money interview game. Oh, man. Ratings will go through the motherfucking roof. Yo, Game's a smartass. I never knew that. I actually saw a conversation with Game. But it's like, now I got respect for him. You know what I mean? A lot of people hate on him, and it's like, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, I mean, who cares? I'm number one. Who cares? Who, you know what I mean? I can go eat a dick and die. Moving on. Oh, wait. Let me look for that track. This is a Joe Budden track. I'm just going to fucking exit out the chat room, because ain't nobody fucking in it anyway. Matter of fact, nah, I'm not going to fucking do that. Whatever. Let me go to this track. Look up this Joe Budden shit. Shit. So how's everybody doing out there? Yeah, it's Friday. Finally Friday, huh? Alright. Going to the library. Let me put in who's the one guy? Who's the people I said? I said Joe Buttons and who else? There's somebody else I said. I don't understand though. Here we go. Alright, this is Joe Buttons Who Part 3. This shit is fire. So pay attention to this shit, you little niggas.
I'd rather analyze CK. I came about if we could rewind the world, we wouldn't have to watch Flavor Flav try to find his girl. Look, today it's all about marketing and promo. I remember VH1 was just for old folks with no man. It's fine, no better. I would think that mixed show was now program. We let the power of a dollar annihilate us. Now the size of our chain going validator. It's too simple, they can't think we really deep. I just heard Chris Brown on the Amelie beat. Seen a video, go look at that nigga. But that let a nigga know that if we ain't dead, then we just half alive, maybe brain dead. Then it started when Capone left Nori. Now you're with the jail, that's a whole different story. Or maybe something's really wrong with our ears. Over Trace got dropped, so much for cheers. Female MCs, they don't ever hit the target. Somebody said they seen a mill working in a target. The sad part is we already lost Grimmy. Or did we go wrong when Evie Eve got skinny? What's up with Jack? Oh, right, nigga, that I can't figure. Katrina ain't been the same since then, nigga. I know it had to do something to its heartbeat when Lady Gray started doing Steve Harvey. I know we caught a little drama somewhere between Yo-Yo Boss and Lil Mama. A lot of females found another way to extort. Most our video models have turned escort, do anything to see dope. So they'll exchange sex with an artist, a director for a lead role. Or should we get back to basics? Where's the Rakims or the Master Aces? The Big Daddy James, and did we never recover? From Trey not being on the side of Ed Lover. Or when rap dudes started signing their friends instead of going out trying to find niggas with skill. Seen it with D12 put out purple pills. And while a whole good laugh, some niggas stole a mill. Some of us ain't prepared for something so lucrative. I just heard Young Bird say some stupid shit. Like we almost threw up one in the torso when East Bone Thug member took their own crossroads. Some disagree, some gotta see the same. Or maybe hip hop died on Aaliyah's plane. If it relocated,
nigga, where did it move to?
I still love her the way Common used to. Or if Bill O'Reilly come fuck up the spirit with negative remarks about everybody's lyrics. Spend all the time dissing us. Nigga, you 95 years old, motherfucker should be a listener. Lost Jam Master, who was tougher than or did it start when Trent was fucking pepper as our jeans got tighter and our teeth got longer? I'm trying to figure which age group do we belong to. Or did we all go astray? Back in Dr. Dre left in W.A. Mean, in my opinion, we was on Easy Street when he was beefing with Easy E. Or did we get fucked up when producers found a way to cheat? Signing unknown niggas to start making their beats. If you sell your own shit, it gotta go for cheap. Let's put my name on it so the price increase. Or is it cause everybody's so self-centered, stand the reason hip-hop is self-centered. Or have we already seen this shit with our own eyes? Rico Suave, Kima, and Vanilla Ice. Everybody wants the game, so in return, you got label executives fucking their interns. And anybody looking at that new vibe bracket should see that they don't know a thing about the trap shit. Or maybe we should have stopped being proud when there was no more raucous and no more loud. Tried to get conscious around both sides, so they made it look like all our votes was lies. As the years go on, it's like we keep getting more boys. We got lost when we lost one of the lost boys. I knew we was impersonating a fraud. I can't play smack, my man is the award. Regardless, it's our fault, it's artists running with Honor Rogers to act like they ain't never left the project. Who do we want to target? Will they put a Uncle Murder CD in a Walmart or a Target? We got the nerve to not want to get rash can, but fuck with Vic, get silly in that trash. I felt ashamed when Jake won, told the game like Rick won, cause he stole his name. Was back when everybody in the club got tipsy. That way contract gotta be 360. So fuck eating, better scrape the plate. That way Pete gotta at least have an 808. Did the lights get dim when we first heard Mims and said another New York rapper on the South tip? Is it overcrowded? Whoa. They keep saying if it's so fucked up, then do something about it. I doubt it. It's just one thing they don't understand. What? A job is way bigger than just one man. Or maybe over these plans, it is deceased. It's false, and the shit is right where it needs to be. Maybe we built on something that'll last forever. See, Face and Ghetto Boys just got back together. Maybe no one can stop us. Even other genres now job.
I mean, we even doing songs with the rockers.
Have that the feeling. Kanye's amazing. Wayne just sold a million. We're closer to a ceiling. God, we in a coma. But we the only business where you can excel with no diploma. Technology change made everything simple. My space is now a Dubai or flash demo. Aside from the fact we're generating more money, we took it global and penetrated other countries.
So let's celebrate,
sip some quint. The more shit we embrace just to end up in. Going by the bar out so we can all get bent. Going cop a bunch of cars just to still be free. Here's another bright idea to entertain. Let's go and put our face on the bottom of a chain. Or some of us just nigga rich with nigga money. While Jews keep laughing, look at these niggas dummy. Your kids probably be a stepping stool. Till we find another role we can step into. Some of us doing movies as a matter of fact. Some never stop to plan life after rap. I mean, as a whole, did we stop moving further? Around the time Snoop Dogg went on trial for murder. Or was it Starface creating these clonies? 30 years later, everybody's still Tony. Maybe anybody complaining is deranged. Can you expect something to grow when that change? We're socially accepted, deviated our old route. And simplified a mirror, we all sold out. I think I figured out who's to blame. Started out Obama, ended up McCain. So we turned Cobain ourselves and we defeated. So next time they ask who killed it, tell them reach it.
That shit was fire. I take what I said about Buttons back. That shit was fire. Now, I figured what else track I was going to play, but I'm going to play this new joint by Jim Jones and Dipset, Pin the Tail on a Donkey, Keep It Locked. It's AB Radio.
Tryna holler at you, shorty. One focus only. Tryna hit that thing. Let's go.
We make hits in the studio nightly. Be out trying to get this money. We take trips in the winter jet planes. The climates where it's sunny. Got mommy on the dance floor, grinding to the beat, Tim T up the bubbly. So at the end of the day, we finna play. I'm trying to pin the tail on the donkey.
Oh, yes, yes, yo, the boy crush the death ball. You can play hard under pressure, I'm small. You're playing tight D, play the pain like a G. Some say the gangsters, but they ain't like me. I came from an environment, Kane, I was grinding. Then hit the dealer, see the range, I was flying. But don't test drive by the whole whip like you should. Stepping up high, a whole verse like you should. Don't take the proceeds, waste about 4 years. All the bottles in the club, trying to get the whole scheme. Trying to get the dame to breathe, but she putting up a fight like Layla Ali.
Well, what's your name, nigga?
I told the lady I'd be doing the turnpike, 80 in the fly beat.
What else?
Middle name 40 on the wrist. Last name you can't afford me, bitch. Get a camcorder, bitch.
We make hits in the studio nightly. Be out trying to get this money.
Take
trips in the winter, just planes to fly, that's where it's sunny. Got mommy on the dance floor, grinding to the beat, tipsy off the bubbly. But at the end of the day, we're finna to play. I'm trying to pin the tail on the donkey.
Case is a Perrier Rosé.
Yeah.
Look like Picasso painted on a bottle.
Yeah.
We throwing money, we looking like Lotto.
See?
I could cover chicks with cheese like nachos. Fly out the cold, land in the heat.
Where?
New York to Miami Beach.
Yeah.
Bitch, I live the life of a hood star, rock star without the guitar. Got them all rubbing they push, bro. Got them all shaking they push like I'ma give them a taste of the good life.
Nope.
But I give them a taste of the good
liquor,
a taste of the good
bud.
And next thing you know, she be tasting my good. I get money, be quiet. You're talking to the Jolly Green Giant.
I
see it, I like it, I buy it.
Buy it.
Baby, I'm flying in the pilot, flying at its highest, climbing.
We make hits in the studio nightly. Be out trying to get this money. We take trips in the winter and jet planes to climates where it's sunny. We got mommy on the dance floor, grinding to the beat, tipsy off the bubbly. But at the end of the day, we're spinning the play. I'm trying to pin the tail on the donkey.
My homie, I'm to no good.
With my homie,
yep, I'm so good.
What up,
I'm exempt already. See my hoes are like my plate. The marble's mad. Yep, the floor's a heated. Can't half pound a quarter kid. Better axe round, I'm sort of needed. Mac rounds or the seed. In the 90s, V3, BB. Now in the crib, TVs, watch TV. Killing, killing, more killing, and then a kitty purr. Fuck furs, his and hers, Bentley's fur. Gun talk, real talk, speak Mac. We like the Pistons, Bulls, you know, back-to-back. Maserati, back-to-back. Come ride with me on 1100, not the bike, 2550.
We make hits in the studio nightly. Be out trying to get this money. We take trips in the winter and jet planes to climates where it's sunny. We got mommy on the dance floor, grinding to the beat, tipsy off the bubbly. But at the end of the day, we're spinning the play.
You got 8 minutes left. Hit us up, 914-338-1782 for last-minute shout-outs, requests, dedications, and the famous roast. If you want to blast somebody pissing you the fuck off, hit us up. You know, you got some new music that you want to lace us with and you want us to play next week, starting Monday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., hit us up. You got a mama joke. Sex secrets, prank call, you want to prank us or you want to prank someone else, hit us up. You got some latest drama or gossip, 914-338-1782. Hit us up on our MySpace page, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Let us know, like I said, if you got any underground music or you know somebody that raps or you're a freestylist, hit us up on our MySpace page and let us know what the deal is and we will get you on here. You got to send me a music link or, you know, tell me where to download it at. And like I said, I'll get you on the show, you know. And it's like that. Easy as 1, 2, 3. For the last 7 minutes of the show, we're going to be playing, you know, music. I'm actually going to take it back last, I think it was the beginning of this week or last week. We played Biggie. I mean, we held it down. It was an old school joint. Well, this old school flavor is going to be DMX. The intro is awful. It's dark and hell is hot. So I'm going to take it back to you. And if I'm able to play two songs, I'm going to play another song by DMX. Another back in the day hit. You know, so keep it locked. It's AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ. Once again, this is a movement. So what if I'm on the dolo? Sometimes being alone make shit popping, you know? So like I said, hit us up. Let us know what you think. Make sure you comment us. Hit us up on MySpace. Do the word-of-mouth thing because we're not going to make it unless the people, you know, tune in. So this is a little old-school flavor. DMX, keep it locked on AB Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. God bless you. Good night.
I heard these niggas is for real.
Dog.
Uh-huh.
That's my man.
But I heard heard these niggas supposed to be, like, locking down the industry on some shit, on some power shit.
Dog, that's my mans in them. So what I'm doing?
Right, right.
My mans in them is doing. Because?
Right.
That's my mans in them. You know?
I feel you.
Now you feel me?
I feel you.
So you know, when you fucking with me?
Right, right.
You fucking with...
Since we ain't got no time.
Rough Riders.
Exactly. Good job.
My nigga TP, creep with me.
Why is it every move I make turns out to be a bad one? Where's my guardian angel? Need one? Wish I had one.
I'm right here, shorty, and I'ma hold you down. I'm trying to fuck all these bitches, I'ma show you how.
But who?
They ain't D like you, but my friends call me Damien.
And I'ma put you into something about the Damien. You and he can take it.
This is the last track. I'm gonna let this play as the time runs out. Good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Angry Bastard Radio. We'll see you Monday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's not a game. It's your boy GQ. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Let's go.
Chapters. You give me the word and only act that I interpret, and give me the eyes that I may recognize a serpent. You know I ain't perfect, but you'd like me to try. Unlike the devil who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain. I come to you because it's you who knows. You showed me that everything was black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light and let me bask in your glory. So it was only right that when you asked for this story, I put it together to do our dogs some good. Our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood. Plenty of times you sent help my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I slid. There was something that I just had to see, that you wanted me to see so I could be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it, but I don't feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. And it's strange. It almost got me beating down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away the tear, son. And I almost lost faith when you took my man. Monty, Faso, and Dre's book of dad. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light,
Lord, give me peace till I die.
But please, Lord, treat him right.
Good night, everybody. Take care. We'll see you Monday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's your boy GQ signing out. myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Thank you for listening. Please do the word of mouth, because we're not going to be the shit without y'all, because we are the shit, but we need people to also agree that we're the shit in order to make it big. This is a movement on the rise. Big shout out to the Paisan, Olivia D. Big shout out to the one that's in Buzz and the rest of the fans that were listening tonight. Big shout out to 6-4 LE. Big shout out to fucking SD. Big shout out to the haters, the lovers. Big shout out to everybody. Most importantly, big shout out to the GOD, Allah, Lord Jehovah, Buddha, Christ, you know, whatever you call your God. Big shout out to everybody holding it down. Everybody that I've known, past girlfriends, exes, jump offs. Big shout out to everybody. My mother, my father, all my family, sisters and brothers. We'll see y'all Monday. Later.